Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. We are going to tackle a subject again that I'm kind of tired of talking about, but I want to go here again because the gun writer Lee Williams wrote about it. And when Lee writes about something, I want to get involved because he's the gun writer for a reason. And there's a little bit more, I should say, new. I guess you could use those terms interchangeably. I'm talking about the NRA again. And again, I don't want to beat a dead horse. What happened, happened. I am a member of the NRA, have been for many years, as you know. But I view all of this as a member. I could have gone to the member meeting if I wanted to, but I was too busy. Had other things to do. Don't really care. But I could have. So let's go to, and I've got a lot of things I want to cover with you today, not the least of which is Dianne Feinstein, who went opened her mouth once in two sentences and gave me a full one-hour program. We're probably going to spend a lot of time on that moron, too. Let's go over to Lee, the gun writer, Williams at Sarasota's Herald Tribune. Lee, how you doing? I'm jumping right in with you, brother. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing woundabah. You know, I was ready to kind of put this whole NRA thing to rest, but I read your piece on the, you know, a couple days ago, and I knew I had to have you in here as soon as possible, just as soon as I got back. Your column is making sense of NRA's leadership mess in Indy. And maybe I'm wrong, but I get the idea that you sided with Wayne LaPierre here.
No, I got to say, yeah, I suppose in the fight between him and Oliver North, yeah. I make no pretension on whether Wayne should stay or go as EVP because, as I point out in the column, I am not a member.
Right.
And the reason I'm not a member is, as a journalist, you know, I can't write about any organization if I belong to it. So in the battle between him and the former president, Oliver North, yeah, I think Wayne was the victim here.
How so?
In that, you know, I think it's been established that ACMAC, their former now media firm, may or may not have overcharged them and billed them too much. I knew months ago that North had a personal contract with him. The only question was an amount. And ethically, I'll let the members of the NRA decide whether or not they think it's a good idea for the president to have a personal contract, seven-figure personal contract with a vendor. Well, things blew up with ACMAC, and they went bad, and they went large, and word got out that they were probably overcharging NRA. So LaPierre and members of his staff tried to do an accounting. Now, it doesn't excuse the fact that all this happened on LaPierre's watch. If, in fact, they were being ripped off, you know, he's been EVP of the NRA forever. He should have caught that.
Who holds the power and authority at the NRA?
Without a doubt, it's Wayne LaPierre. President's more of a figurehead.
President's a figurehead. Now, isn't that interesting? And I've never really understood that in a lot of different places where the president is not, you know, why isn't Wayne the president, the EVP? A vice president should be, that's whatever that is. However they work that out, I don't really care. The whole thing's bizarre to me. However, the reason I ask that is because LaPierre's known about this. He's been neck deep with ACMAC for 30-year tenure at the NRA, correct?
Yes.
So the guy who holds all the power and pulls all the strings doesn't know this is going on behind the scenes. I'm supposed to believe that as a member because I am a member. So as a member, I'm supposed to buy into that?
No way. This is what we're told. And he took steps to finally get some audits done. They led to a lawsuit. And from what I'm told, North tried to thwart those efforts because of his personal $1 million plus contract with ACMAC.
All right. I want to read for you, listener, part of the gun writer's work here, because it's important about what we're talking about. I want you to know who we're talking to. Take a listen to this. I was told, this is you saying this, Lee, I was told this personal contract was worth millions and that it was unethical for North to have a personal contract with a vendor. I was also told by someone who should know that North didn't disclose this contract until after he was president. That alone is troublesome. I called North and left a message on his cell. He called back about an hour later. My caller ID said Fox News. North was cagey. He wanted to know who had told me about the contract. He wanted to know my source. You can tell me, he said. It's okay. You know, now let me stop there briefly. That reminds me of oh, it's okay. It's just between me and you with Katie Couric. It's just between us. While there's cameras and 30 million people watching, nonetheless. All right. North denied the personal contract was worth $5 million, as I'd been told. It was closer to $1 million, he said. Toward the end of the call, North said the whole conversation was off the record after the call, and that I could attribute everything he said to, quote, a senior NRA official. Well, it doesn't really work like that. If you want an off-the-record conversation with a reporter, you need to negotiate that up front before the conversation begins. North has frequently described himself as a journalist, so he should have known this. Now, I'm going to say quickly that he's no more of a journalist than Stephanopoulos, but I'm going to continue. For the next few weeks, I tried to get some traction for the story with NRA board members, none of whom were willing to speak on the record because things were blowing up with ACMAC. And then I'll stop there, because that is the meat of what I wanted my listeners to hear, Lee, about who I'm talking to, you. You went right smack to the literal Mr. Ed horse's mouth here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it was a little difficult to get his cell phone, but, you know, things happen. Friends have friends and have good friends. But, yeah, I mean, this is right coming right from him, brother.
North was cagey. You're a veteran at doing this. What did you mean by that? What was your gut feeling? What did cagey mean to a veteran reporter?
He's a difficult interview. He won't throw anything out there. I mean, he is. It's like pulling teeth to get him to talk. And I've always been under the impression, you know, those with nothing to hide. I've interviewed thousands of people as a journalist and a cop. I know when somebody is trying to thwart my news gathering efforts, as he was doing.
Okay, now I'm going to say something here. You tell me if I'm wrong, based on what you just said, I want to say this. If I'm pulled over, because you said if those who don't have anything to hide, let me make something really clear from my perspective here. If I get pulled over by law enforcement who asks to search my vehicle and I'm simply on a, I've got an appointment at noon and I'm 5 minutes, now I'm running behind because of this, the answer to him is no, I'm not doing anything wrong. You ask me if there's anything in the car, I said no. And the response comes back to me, well, if you don't have anything to hide, why won't you let me look? My response is going to be, do you want to come to my house too? Do you want me to show you my taxes? Do you want me to show you? Because you ask me if I don't have anything to hide, I should just willfully give up my Fourth Amendment rights to you? Here's the deal, pal. Write my ticket. I got to go. The answer's no. So, and I say that for a reason. Should Oliver North talk to you because he doesn't have anything to hide? In that respect, could that be why he was cagey? I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking because he's a veteran. He gets this stuff. I think he thinks that way, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was. I think he. The impression I walked away with is he knew that he was ethically.
Ah, there you go.
Troubled, to put it mildly.
There's the gist. Where I was going with this, dear listener, I'm sure you caught that. I hope you caught that. And Armed American Radio listeners are intelligent. Is I believe North's got something to hide. That's what I'm saying here. Okay. And I had also heard $5 million, $1 million. But at NRI, I also heard it was closer to $1 million as well, too. I didn't hear the $5 million being tossed around. But now that may have gotten out. It may have gotten out because of your piece.
Yeah.
May very well have. I don't know anybody else. I've not seen anything else where they were talking to North. You're it. So, I mean, I don't know. Have you seen anybody else quoting North?
No, I haven't. I really haven't.
Neither have I. I've read this stuff ad nauseum. I'm getting kind of sick of it. However, that's what I wanted to ask you about here, because I don't know anybody else, at least in my circles, that spoke to North. So I got to give you mad props where it's due.
The fact Thanks, that he brother. Spoke Appreciate you. That.
Well, he spoke to you, and your caller ID said Fox News?
Yeah.
So does that mean so North's got all these really weird contracts? He uses a Fox News phone. He's got ACMAC contracts for salaries, even though he's the president of the NRA. Is anything real out there anymore?
No, and I think all of that added up means he's doing a disservice to the members.
I never thought Ollie North was my first reaction when I heard Oliver North as president was, seriously?
Yeah.
Oliver North? Anybody under me, age-wise, doesn't know who this guy is, and those of us my age and up do know him as the guy that was busted running guns for the Contras during the Reagan administration. How does this good in any way, shape, or form? for people. You want to bring in new blood, millennial stuff, younger kids. Oliver North, they read about him in the history books. They know him as that guy that was running guns. I'm an NRA gun runner. I don't know. I'm just saying, I hate the term again, but I'm using it again. The optics don't look good. Lee, we're getting ready to take a break. Hold your thought. Don't forget it, because I'm going to go right back to you after this break and say, take it away. You were going to say something before Sean in Dallas rudely interrupted me and told me that I have to take a break.
And I'll do it again.
He rudely interrupts and says, you have to take a break. Sean's fault. So we come back, I'm going to say, Lee, take it away. Don't forget what you were going to say during the break. Back after this with Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Fun stuff. But we're going to go to Diane Feinstein shortly and have even more fun, I can promise you. That woman, If you love guns, then this is for you. So listen up, because you're about to get 10 free chances to win a brand new AR-15. As you know, I'm a proud member of the USCCA, a company that provides education, training, and trusted legal protection for responsibly armed Americans. And they want to give you $1,000 to buy the AR-15 of your dreams. If you want in, you have to hurry. Entry is quick, it's easy, but it all ends May 24th. Text the word ARM to 87222 to lock in your entries now. And remember, you're getting not one, but 10 free chances to win. And as an extra bonus, they'll also send you a concealed carry guide just for entering. The USCCA is on a mission to help responsibly armed Americans protect their families. Plus, they just love giving away free guns, but you're running out of time. Don't miss your chance to get the AR-15 you've always dreamed of, plus your free guide. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey there, gun lovers. Want to celebrate freedom at the number one destination for American gun owners? Just text EXPO to the number 87222 now for advanced tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through the 19th. You'll get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, and much, much more. But hurry, don't miss your limited-time discount and free Armed American t-shirt. Text the word EXPO to the number 87222 now. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Apple coffee. And it is really, really good. My wife loves it, too. And since I was really fortunate enough to get another bag of the coffee when I ran into one of the reps in the elevator on the way to, on the way to the airport on the way back from the NRA. But really, really good stuff. If you have never tried it, make sure to give Black Rifle Coffee a try. It's great. Let's go to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, welcome back. Go ahead. I hope you didn't forget that thought through all this, all the 4 minute break. Go ahead.
No, I didn't. You know, we were speaking about Oliver North and how you, it kind of took you by surprise when he was named president of NRA. Brother, I'm very fortunate in this position to have to get to know several former NRA presidents, and there's this air about them. I mean, these are people who have committed their entire lives to protection of the Second Amendment. They if you, a couple of them, if you cut them, they would probably bleed Hoppy's number nine. Their entire lives are spent,
you
know,
it would smell good then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are people who promote the association's best interests. They're completely committed to the cause. It was Second Amendment warriors. I didn't get that sense when I was talking to Mr. North at all. Didn't come across like that at all. It seemed to me like he would. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess you felt he was in it for himself.
Exactly. Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly right, Mark.
Yeah, because I know a couple of the other presidents, too. And there's something wrong here. Something wrong. And I can't, like I said, it's interesting for me to look into this stuff as a radio host. As a member, I think it's horrific. But I got to take it right back up to the top. This is like Sheriff Israel telling me that he didn't know what was going on when he's at the head of the food chain. Oliver North wasn't at the head of the food chain for the last 30 years. Wayne LaPierre has been. Now Wayne LaPierre's trying to be righteous and come after ACMEC and say, look what's going on. We got to fix this, and I'm going to be the guy that fixes it. Where the hell you been for the last 3 decades? I'm just asking. It's just a question. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But it's interesting to watch it play out. I'm going to ask you one more question before we move over to Dianne Feinstein, because she is such a nasty, dishonest, terrible. But I don't know. It might just be a thing of stupidity. I don't know. We're going to figure it out together here on the program, because what I'm going to show you, listener, and Lee, is you're going to question, as I said yesterday, people's sanity. You have to question whether these people are sane, legitimate questions. Go there in just a second. Let me close out this NRA deal with one more thing with Lee, the gunwriter, Williams. Lee, does any good have come from any of this for gun owners, any of it?
Well, we need a strong NRA. There's a lot of other organizations out there that, you know, are incredible, like Second Amendment Foundation. We need a strong NRA. It's the largest. It's the one that carries the most weight in D.C. I hope if there's any takeaways from the board of directors, I hope they'll move a little more toward transparency. They don't need
their executive sessions. It doesn't appear they did it.
No, not at all. That's
to anybody who's watching this. I don't know. It doesn't appear that was the case. We see unanimous decision, and now there's conspiracy things going on. How could that have been? But I don't know. We're going to see over the next 12 months what happens. An NRA convention, next convention, is in Nashville. So we'll see what happens over the next 12 months, because you've got an election looming very, very large. And you're right. We need a strong NRA. My commentary has always been that there's nothing good is going to come from this. An implosion of the NRA is going to hand the enemies of freedom, whether it was their fault or not. This seems to be self-induced here, but they're going to take credit for destruction of the NRA. That's all they're working towards, is destruction of the National Rifle Association. But here's where they're wrong. They believe that by destroying the NRA, they destroy the will of gun owners. That doesn't happen. The National Rifle Association is made up of only 5 million gun owners. There are 100 million of us, and we all know when we have to come to the polls. So the destruction of NRA, if they could claim victory there, does not destroy gun owners in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it will be the opposite effect. You want to jump in?
Yeah, I think it would create such anger and hatred. It would awaken a sleeping giant, so to speak.
I don't disagree with that at all. You want to jump over to Feinstein real quick and have some fun with this? Let me introduce it here and then take it into the – this is – I when I read this morning, I thought, look at this. I can't get past the headline and the first two lines of the story. I have a whole show. I could take easily an hour on this because it's kind of what I was talking about yesterday. Yesterday, Lee, I was asking the question about the state senators or the legislators based out of California who must know about California's stringent gun control laws and their assault weapons ban and their age limit ban that they've had in place and their expanded universal background checks that all failed. In the wake of, as we saw with the synagogue shooting again, and today on the Hill. I mean, you can't go last night on the Hill. Feinstein to introduce bill raising age to purchase assault weapons after California shooting. Let's take a listen to the first couple lines. Senator Dianne Feinstein on Monday said that she will reintroduce legislation to increase the minimum age to buy assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in the wake of a shooting in California. Listen to what she said. It's common sense to prevent the sale of deadly assault weapons to individuals who aren't even allowed to buy a beer. And I stopped right there. I said, there's my program. Here's why. It's already against the law in California for the 19-year-old to have the gun he had, or any other rifle for that matter. Feinstein, you ought to know that. That's where you're from. So you want to introduce that federally, even though it didn't work in California? Number one. And number two really got me. Angry Mark could pop right now. Selling deadly assault weapons to individuals who aren't even allowed to buy a beer? That woman's as old as the hills. She remembers when you could buy a beer at 18 years old. It's a man-made law. What, God says what age we have to be to buy a beer? No, legislators say what age. It was 18 when I was a kid. Now it's 21. We could make it 30. We could make it 14 if we wanted to. Lee, please keep getting really mad.
I would have done a different headline. I would have said Feinstein introduces bill that would strip the constitutional rights from 13 million Americans ages 18 to 20. I think that's a little more accurate.
Am I wrong in questioning this woman's sanity when
no.
She wants to raise the age to 21? The shooter in California was 19. He was already barred by California law from having the gun he had. So let's not even go any farther than that. So she wants to take the law that failed in California and she wants to make it federal because to her that's common sense to prevent the sale of deadly assault weapons to individuals who aren't allowed to buy a beer. Was it common sense in California? What broke down there? Where's the disconnect? What am I missing that this woman thinks since it failed in California in her state that somehow that we need another law that failed there to be the law of the land? Lee, we're getting ready to take another break. That's a short segment. I'm going to take a breather, but I am going to get some more Black Rifle Coffee in me. And when we come back, I want to turn it over to you. Because to me, this is either complete dishonesty or complete stupidity. I don't think there's any gray area in between. I'll be back with Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I decided it was not in my best interest to get another huge cup of Black Rifle coffee. I don't need to raise my blood pressure any more than it already is. Lee, the gun writer Williams. Here's where I have a little bit of a problem. There was a shooting on a college campus, University of North Carolina, yesterday. That shooting was occurring while this program was on the air. I saw it breaking. I don't talk about stories that are breaking on the air because I don't know what's going on, and the media doesn't have a clue what's happening. And if you repeat something they tell you when something is quote-unquote breaking, you wind up having to retract everything you said because they're utterly clueless to begin with because it's nothing but speculation, so they can fill their 24-hour news cycle. Whew, I got that out, but guess what? I'm right about that. So it's best to sit back and digest it first and then go back and see what's actually happening. But I don't hear Dianne Feinstein going nuts claiming that we need to ban all handguns now. But that's the problem in California. If these people were honest, and this is what I talked about yesterday, if Swalwell were honest, Swalwell would be wanting to ban all guns. And I even said yesterday I would respect him for saying that because I would know that he was at least being honest. But he's not being honest because he's focusing on a weapon of war, he claims it is, which is not a weapon of war. Even the Pentagon shows us that, told us that. But it doesn't matter to them because apparently 32 dead people in Virginia Tech are okay as long as it's a handgun. They don't go crazy And the same thing in North Carolina, they don't go crazy. Is that because they don't want us to see what they're actually all about? They want to wipe out that category first? What's their motive here? What's the MO going on here?
Wow, difficult question to try and get inside Swalwell's Newcomb-only mind. But I will say this. I think handguns are probably the last on their to ban list. They're going to start with the ARs. They're focused on the ARs. They have the AR button sitting there right next to all their phones. Whenever an AR is misused, they hit the button, and then they all know what to do. They break out the script, and they follow the script. A lot more Americans own handguns than they do ARs and other modern sporting rifles. I think they'll get to those next or last, so to speak. They don't want to scare anybody by threatening to ban handguns. If I had to try and get inside their heads, but they want to go for the ARs first.
So because they think that's low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right, I would
because
agree.
We've heard a lot of talk about after Venezuela, we'll go to Venezuela in a minute too, New Zealand, about the whole semi-automatic issue, because many of them have come out now and attacking, because they're in the process now of creating that narrative with their friends in the liberal media about semi-automatic weapons, and which encompasses handguns, rifles, etc. And, of course, using the term or phrase assault weapon to encompass all semi-automatic rifles. So we see what they're doing here. We see how they're weaving this together. But we don't see the same attack against a tool, which is a firearm, when it's used to murder seven people in Tennessee a few days ago by a lunatic. Or what? How many dozens were shot in Chicago over the last 3 days? We don't see anything. But we all know that a criminal uses a handgun thousands of times more frequently than uses any type of rifle to commit an atrocity, and we don't see anything about that. So people like me and people like you and people who can think look at this and go, this doesn't make much sense unless you know what they're all about. So that tells me that there's a lot of people out there in voting world land that are just stupid and can't see this. What's the saying? They can't see the forest for the trees or whatever that is, right?
Yeah.
Are they playing to that crowd? They have to be. I don't know. I'm asking the questions is all I'm doing.
I would say you're correct. I think they're playing to that. A lot of Americans own handguns. A lot of Americans have gotten them from family. They use them for sport. They use them for targeting. They use them for home defense. Not that many, even though the AR is the most popular rifle out there right now. You know, not compared to the handgun purchasers, the relatively few. A lot more handguns out there. It's what people carry for EDC, criminals. It's what they use because they can conceal them. I don't think they want to tip their hand yet that they're going to come after these later.
Opinion. I do, and you're right. They generally don't, but sometimes they make a mistake. New Zealand sees them come out of the woodwork. They make mistakes when something like New Zealand happens. You get all of them salivating. Why can't we do that here? They're like, put that in the box. Shh. We're jumping ahead. See, they get ahead of themselves when something like that happens. Well, we can't do that here because we're not New Zealand. All right? The prime minister, we don't have a prime minister that can just say, do this. And it gets done. Not in this country, thank God. Because that's what they would all want. So we do. We see them jump the gun. But we know the direction they're going. And, of course, the show points it out on a regular basis, just like I did there. You can easily, as long as you're honest, you can easily connect the dots to their logical conclusion, which is they want to rid America of all firearms, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Well, here's another example, Lee. Let's capitulate. Me and you get together, a whole bunch of people. Let's go make a pact with every gun owner that we're sick and tired of listening to these people run their mouths, and let's just agree to give them all our AR-15s. Whoosh. Then they'll go away, won't they?
yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're not going to go away, are they?
No.
Nobody wants to take all your guns.
Yeah, they're going to take them. They're going to try, and then what other freedoms are left? They'll go after those too, brother. I mean, I hate to say it, but look at Venezuela.
All right, let's go to Venezuela. That was a great segue. Go
ask those people what they want right now, as the armies on both sides, National Guards on both sides, are shooting at them, running them over in APCs and armored vehicles, and they have no means of defense. I saw some poor starving-looking guys yesterday throwing Molotovs at these metal trucks as they were running over other protesters. It was horrible, and they haven't had legal civilian gun ownership since 2012. It's sad. It's what happens to a disarmed populace. You live at the mercy of a dictatorial, tyrannical regime, as they are doing down there. I mean, we have colleagues here who used to work here, who have family and who are from Venezuela. Their uncle just died because they couldn't get a very simple cancer medicine for him. I mean, that has become a fourth world country down there, and it's ruled by a thug and his military and his police, and they're the only ones that have the guns. It's sad. It's truly sad.
And the video footage coming out of there now is coverage of the military vehicles running over their own people now. These are defenseless. But you know what's interesting? Our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins has a piece out that just yesterday, MSNBC, Venezuela coverage, shows why U.S. founders wanted armed citizenry. While covering Venezuelan dictator Maduro's efforts to hold power, MSNBC reporter Kerry Sanders noted Maduro has the advantage of guns against an unarmed populace. That's coming from MSDNC. The segment, The Washington Free Beacon, and that's our good friend over there, Stephen Gutowski, printed this up. It said, it begins with the anchor, Andrea Mitchell, expressing surprise that Maduro is still holding on. And then, we have Kerry Sanders' report, quote, not only hanging on, but he appears to still control the military. You have to understand, in Venezuela, gun ownership is not something that is open to everybody. So if the military have the guns, they have the power. So I have to wonder, Lee, how many liberals were watching MSDNC and heard that and their little heads went, oh, ding, 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 ding. They may be onto something about that.
Yeah, I wonder what Kerry Sanders' new assignment is going to be. her little error of truth-telling.
Kerry Sanders is changing soap bottles in the restrooms at the MSDNC building, wherever that may be. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this hour with Lee, the Gunwriter Williams. That's pretty good. I like that. Wonder what her next assignment is going to be. Boy, isn't that something? Even MSDNC gets, well, wait a minute, if the government has all the guns and nobody else has the guns, they can pretty much do whatever they want. They have all the power. We'll be back right after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
And we are back for the final segment on Armed American Radio's weekday version, the Daily Defense Show. Federalist 46. You ever read the Federalist Papers? I highly recommend you read the Federalist Papers. I have. Every once in a while, you got to go back and brush up. But James Madison in Federalist 46 talks about, quoting, if not the single strongest check is an armed citizenry, and that's against a tyrannical, overreaching government. And he says, and I quote, the advantage of being armed, that's what he's referring to. Venezuelans would love to have this in their constitution. But Madison knew it, and he quoted himself. I quote him as saying, the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation. He went on to specifically point out European nations, etc., that did not have the advantage that American citizens had with the recognition of the God-given, already pre-existent right to keep and bear arms. And even MSDNC, see, they pop once in a while. They let something out. And you know somebody in a control room is going, oh, man, did she just say that? Ah, jeez. Leave the Gunwriter Williams. Welcome back. I like what you said. Wonder what her next assignment is. She's probably changing those little soap bottles in bathrooms over in the NBC building.
I'm thinking cat fashion shows.
Cat fashion shows. All right, well, I'm pretty much done, Lee. You've already answered all my questions. Where do you want to go for the remaining 8 minutes?
Wherever you want to steer, brother. I think, like I've said before, I have not had time to watch the Barr hearings today because I've been focusing on local news, but what's killed me is their lack of coverage of Venezuela. Here we have a revolution taking place, and the people are going out to the streets. And, yeah, there are huge Second Amendment implications, and nobody is saying anything about it on the major network because they're all fixated on Barr.
No, this is, as you know, this is by choice. Yesterday I covered by choice lies of omission. And you know, as a journalist, how dangerous lies of omission are. And I keep going back to that New York Times piece that I read to listeners, you know, many months ago with the racist in Kentucky that shot the grandfather of the black man with his 12-year-old grandson out getting school supplies and was confronted by a armed white guy, CCW permit holder in Kentucky, in the parking lot who fired back at him, forcing him to flee, therefore being caught. And the Times left the shootout in the parking lot completely out of the story because it doesn't fit their narrative that all guns are bad. And we're seeing the same thing with Venezuela right now. There's a couple reasons for that. Why? Because socialism. We know Venezuela is a socialist country. The Democrats are pushing actively socialism in America right now. So the mainstream press is not going to give us the visuals of the destructive nature of socialism and splash it across our screens. This, again, is a perfect example of a lie of omission, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the biggest thing going on internationally right now.
Do you think the Venezuelan people would wish they had the right to bear arms as we do in America?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I don't think things would have gotten nearly this bad. You know, I mean, there's no food there. There's no medicine there. The shelves are bare of all the essentials. Maduro was rewarding his loyal military not too long ago, who would go out and crack the skulls on some of these protesters, by giving them little bags of toiletries to include toilet paper. That's how bad things have gotten there. I don't think it would have gotten that bad if it was an armed populace.
I think it's interesting. This goes back to let's go back to the ratification of the Second Amendment, December 15, 1791. Let's go back there, because that's when the debate over guns ended. The only people debating guns are the people who want to take your guns away from you. To you and I, there is no debate. We already know that. But let's go back to December 15, 1791 for just a moment, because at the time the Bill of Rights were written and the Second Amendment was written, and by the time the Bill of Rights was ratified, all guns were military-grade weapons. All guns were military-grade weapons. The weapons you kept on your person were the weapons you took to war. It's a very clear, rational, again, you have to be honest to understand this, but to connect the dots to their logical conclusion means the founding fathers meant, yes, they would want the people to be able to possess the same weaponry that the government could, certainly not inferior weapons. The right of the people to keep and bear arms, as long as they're inferior to the government's weapons, shall not be infringed. We know that not to be the case. Anybody honest understands that. Now, I couldn't find it piece in Time, Lee. I wanted to. I could probably search for it now, but if I make a mistake and some audio is going to pop up, A.W.R. Hawkins on his Twitter feed put a beautiful video up of a compare. He was at the Scottsdale Gun Club, one of my favorite places on earth, of an AR-15 and an M4, fully automatic, at the Scottsdale Gun Club. And he went on to talk about how Joe Scarborough, the moron over at MSDNC, called the AR-15 deadlier than the military weapons that were used even back in Vietnam on full auto. Of course, that's an M16 is what he was referring to. So AWR says, well, let's go get one of those weapons. Let's compare it. So he fired three rounds from an AR-15, then opened up an M4 and let it rip the magazine empty. And he turns around and he says, I don't think Joe Scarborough knows what he's talking about. It's just me, but I don't think he knows what he's talking about. When we can these people really expect us to believe this stuff that comes out of their mouth? Do they really think we're this stupid? I have to ask a question.
I have no idea. I did see his tweet. It's a fantastic message. And, you know, you should point out, the three rounds he fired required three pulls of the trigger, obviously.
Correct.
And the burst he let out only required one. So, yeah, which is deadlier? Pretty easy to figure that out.
Again, I go back to, I guess we'll just close out this hour with, yes, I believe they honestly believe that we are that stupid. I do believe that Dianne Feinstein thinks that we are stupid enough to believe her because she is, quote unquote, an elected official. And I believe that's part and parcel with the fact that she's been in this bubble for far too long inside this beltway and thinks of herself as someone who is elitist or smarter or more important than all of us, that deserves the protections that the state affords her that we don't. And I believe that in order to be socialist and think socialist thoughts, you have to think that way. But you can't think it's okay to have an armed populace, or you couldn't think and believe in the things that they believe in. So tell me, please stop me if I'm wrong, Lee, please.
No, you're absolutely right again, brother.
Then why aren't we? All we hear about are migrants coming. Migrants. They're not migrants that are coming to this country and coming in illegally. Those are criminals. They're not migrants. My grandfather was an immigrant who came through Ellis Island at the turn of the century in the early 1900s. And he did it legally. And he came in here with a lot of other Italians at that time. Today's migrants, they didn't bust down walls. They didn't come in here. And governments didn't want, we didn't have a socialist party that wanted to tear down the walls. You wanted to come into this country. You did it legally. You did it the right way. And people respected that. And here we have a party that talks about human rights, yet we're not seeing any of what's happening in Venezuela on television. And I'm watching clips of it right now as I speak to you. And it's terrible what's happening. Lee, I'm going to leave you to close out the hour. Tell people where they can find you. Tell people what you think about anything. You got 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, all of our work, which includes a website, all of our social media, podcast, you name it, can all be found at thegunwriter.com. Thegunwriter.com.
What's the podcast called?
Always, Think, Aim, Fire. It's co-hosted by an Army Special Ops legend, a good friend of mine, Bob Keller, who you can go to and see all his stuff at gamutresolutions.com.
And you can link to and see and read everything that Lee writes, including this very telling piece on the NRA. I would highly recommend that you do that at thegunwriter.com, thegunwriter.com. Lee Williams, thank you, brother, for everything that you do. I love the fact that you've got this platform there at the Herald Tribune. God bless them for giving you this platform and you working so hard at it and being who you are and keeping the truth out there. It means a lot to all of us out here. Thank you, Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, for everything that you do. When we come back tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it all again. There's a lot of people that don't want us to do it, which is exactly why we're going to do it. Until we meet tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never be that unarmed Venezuelan that the socialists in this country want you to be. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.